This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek joins us. Happy New Year, Ryan.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Because it's January, it seems like people want to just keep pumping heat into the barn. We have a question from a farmer in Minnesota asking about supplemental heat in the wintertime. What's the best approach to that, Ryan?
Yeah, it's a great question. We get it all the time. It's a topic that people inherently think makes sense, is that cold out, especially in the Midwest, in the months of November through February and March, the idea of supplemental heat. My experience has been generally that I think the calves actually thrive in the absence of supplemental heat. To just break it down, I think the real reason why calf barns are heated in the winter is because of the human element. The caretaker, the feeder, the manager actually prefers the working environment in a heated barn. But I've actually seen calf health decrease or get worse in the presence of supplemental heat. And the reason is oftentimes fresh air quality in the winter and supplemental heat are at odds with each other. And what I mean by that is if we're burning propane to heat the barn, then by definition, we're almost always going to turn the ventilation rates down so we don't introduce as much fresh air into the barn, subsequently cold air, and then as a result have to burn more propane, and there's an increased expense with that. So a lot of barns that I see in the winter struggle with respiratory disease if they're heated because we decrease the ventilation rates, save on heating. But what happens then is our airborne contaminants, like our noxious gases, like ammonia, our dust, our moisture and humidity goes up drastically, and the air quality suffers oftentimes in the presence of supplemental heat, and we tend to see a lot more respiratory disease associated with that. Now, the flip side could be, well, you know, Ryan, are you saying you want calves to be cold? Absolutely not. I think that calves should always be warm, but I think calves can be warm in a cold barn. And the way that we do that is by feeding a tremendous amount of calories, using calf jackets, and using long stem straw that's fluffy that the calves can nestle down into and stay warm. And if we do that approach, where we don't do supplemental heat, but we keep calves warm through calories, good bedding, and calf jackets, well, then we're allowed to bring in more amounts of fresh outside air, albeit cold. That's okay because we're not paying to heat it. And as long as there's no draft in the barn, we can deliver all that fresh air to the calves and create a much healthier air quality environment. And I've actually seen less respiratory disease with calves in cold barns that are managed like that.
So, Ryan, when you're saying feed calories and more long-stem straw, how much are we talking about?
Yeah, good question. So a three-week-old pre-weaned Holstein calf during a cold climate situation should be intaking at least 5,000 calories a day. Now, if you're going to be looking at just, let's make some generalizations here, calf feed could be around 1,500 to 1,600 calories per pound, while whole milk might be 2,200 to 2,400 calories per gallon. Milk replacer might be 2,000 to 2,200 calories per gallon. But we want to target an intake of 5,000 calories per day for these calves in cold weather. When it comes to bedding, shoot for a target of 25 pounds of long, lofty straw for every 1,000 pounds of calf body weight per day. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to bed every day. You can bed every other day, but if you bed every other day, then shoot for 50 pounds of bedding for every 1,000 pounds of calf. And an easy way to remember that is about 2 pounds of bedding per calf per day is an easy number. And during periods of intense cold, bedding every day is beneficial because when we put down a new layer of straw, it maintains its loft and fluffiness. It helps calves nestle into it better.
So really looking at three things, airflow, bedding, and nutrition.
Yeah, I look at air quality, calories into the calf, bedding, jacket. I mean, it boils down to one or two things. Keep the calf warm with less calories, less bedding, less jackets because we're heating the barn, but then we generally run into air quality issues. Or option B is keep the calf warm with lots of calories, lots of bedding, nice jackets in a cold barn, and we can have nice air quality that way. And I found option B generally is the most successful.
Farmers who would like to email a question to Dr. Ryan Leiterman could do so at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Yeah, I love getting questions from our customers and taking a chance to answer those. It's really fun for me.
Have a happy new year from all of us at Dairy Radio Now.